You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape. Hello, we're back with Remix Tape, and we have a special guest today, Mallory Sorrell. Is that how you pronounce your name?
It is.
So how would you like to introduce yourself to our live audience?
I am a professor of American politics in the Gov Law Department here at Lafayette, and I'm in my second year here. Lindsay and I came in together.
Cool. It's true. I arrived as a visitor, but we are both here finishing our second years. It's kind of crazy.
Which is crazy.
It's time flies. And you're here today with a mix. Do you want to talk about your theme?
Sure.
What we can expect to hear today?
Sure. So I was thinking about all the things I could pull up, and I was thinking, you know, it's almost graduation time.
Mm.
And so I decided to pick a mix that I actually started when I was about to graduate from college. And I put together a bunch of songs that sort of reminded me of graduating high school and now graduating college and just the sort of transitions from one location to the next. And I've added to it over the years. I've lived a lot of different places. So the songs on this are sort of reflective of those transitions and the different hometowns I've had. So I started off in Waco, Texas.
Where you're from?
That's where I'm from.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And then I moved to Massachusetts for college.
Yeah.
And I moved from Western Mass to Boston, lived in Boston for 4 years after I graduated. Then I moved out to upstate New York and lived there for 6 years. And now I'm here in Easton.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of transitions.
Yeah.
So the songs on this mix reflect that in a few different ways. They're sort of chronological in terms of theme. Some of them you'll be able to tell sort of refer to specific geographic locations. Some of them refer to sort of life events and those transitions. And then also almost all of the artists on this are local to the places that I've been to.
Oh, cool.
So we just heard Dexter Friebisch. They're a Texas band. They're an Austin-based band. I have two Waco-based artists on here, a bunch of artists from Western Mass and the Boston area. And so it's sort of all of those things interweaving together. So it feels kind of autobiographical.
That's really cool. This is a popular versions of this mixtape theme, you might imagine, are very popular.
Yeah, especially among academics, I suspect.
Yeah. Oh, totally. It's a way of it retelling the story of our, you know, intellectual lives in some ways. And where those, I don't know, where those points are for all of us. But this is cool, your mix to me. I didn't realize that also as you, you know, arrived or spent time in these locales, you're also sampling local music from those places. Mm-hmm. So that, no one's done that before.
Yes. I like to be original.
Yeah. And there's always, everyone always has their own take on a theme, even if it's a popular theme. So that's cool. I wanted to ask one question before we hear a few more songs from this mix, the next few. What was I going to ask? I was going to ask, why were you putting together a mixtape when you were graduating college? I mean,
that's a good question. Partly I was doing a lot of driving at the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I graduated, I was going to be going to Boston, but I also was going to be in a long distance relationship. So there was a lot of travel time, and I like to fill my travel time with music, as many people do. And, you know, I also think music has always been a really big part of my life. I am a musician. I started playing violin when I was 5. So
yeah, cool.
It's always been just something that I have really strong associations with. So it seemed like a good, you know, something good to mark the passage of a kind of life event.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. So did you make a mix CD or a mixtape?
It would have been a mix CD at that point.
Okay, yeah, cool. So. I always wonder. I have a dream of making tapes again. Not from the radio, but from CDs.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to use the equipment at WJRH for that in the future. But we'll see. So mix CDs.
Yeah.
Cool. And I'm from that era too.
So the song we just heard actually was played at my high school graduation.
Oh, wow.
It was the song that the class voted on to play while they showed some sort of, I'm sure, really embarrassing slideshow.
Really?
Yeah. So that seemed like a good place to start, sort of leaving place number one.
Yeah. How far away is Waco from Texas, from Austin?
It's about an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
It's just straight up north.
So did you go there and hang out when you were younger or sometimes?
Not really. I was super busy.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit too far.
Right, I have family in the state, so.
Yeah.
But
it's a big state. Okay, cool. So let's talk more about your mix theme and the places you've been.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we will hear the next block of songs from your mix.
Cool.
Okay. So this is Remix Tape, and thank you for listening. Here's the next few songs from Mal's tracks, or her mixtape.
Money in the bank, And I got a car to drive. And I got a working set of hands that my guitar seems to like. Cause I got a love that won't quit. And I got time to rest. And I got a clear, able mind that sees my life going fine. Yeah, cause everything I need is right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Everything I need is right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Right here in my hands. Well, everything I need. Floor to dance on, and I got a phone to laugh in, and I got a tub to cry in, and I got a bed to hide in. Oh, but sometimes I only see what's wrong, and sometimes I'm convinced my God has up and gone. I'll never write a hit song, my love will leave me hanging. But everything I need is right here in my hands, right here in my hands, right here in my hands. Everything I need is right here in my hands, right here in my hands, right here in my hands. Everything I need is right.
So much longer, so much longer.
But I'll just keep laughing for laughter's sake. And you'll wonder, yeah, you'll wonder why I do. Steal ourselves for the final spring. And we'll separate the stuff we pack from all the things we thought we'd bring back home. Probably stain our clothes, but that's okay. We never thought we were cool anyway. Forgive me for thinking that this would take so much longer. So much longer, but I'll just keep laughing for laughter's sake, and you'll wonder.
Okay, we're back. We heard a couple more songs. Do you prefer Mal?
That's fine.
Okay, do you want to tell us what we just heard?
Yeah, so we heard a song from Melissa Ferrick, Everything I Need, and then a song from Hannah and Maggie, Lessons in Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And so both of these I think of very much when I think of my time in college. And so, you know, the Everything I Need song, it's very much sort of you're independent and you're kind of taking control of your own life. And I think for a lot of people when they go to college, that's kind of the first chance
right. They
have to do that. And Melissa Ferrick also she's a Boston-based artist and she plays in Northampton all the time. So I got to see her live when I was in college a bunch and actually have gone back since. And so it's also just, it's an artist I associate with the area.
Yeah.
And the other one, the Hannah and Maggie song. So Hannah and Maggie actually are both Smithies. They met at Smith. They formed a band. This is from their first album. I think they just released their third this year.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is actually about senior year. It's about graduating. And it has a couple of specific references to some of the sort of traditions at Smith as well. So that they mention, you know, we'll wear our whites and we'll probably stain our clothes. It's a reference to Ivy Day where everyone wears white.
This is an end of the year celebration.
It's like the equivalent of honors convocation.
Okay.
And so it always, you know, reminds me fondly of that time.
We were talking a little about Northampton and going to college there. I've been there once. I went to Wesleyan and we took a trip there to go to the Japanese Art Museum.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. But I wonder how you feel, how it was going to college in a town like that, which is so quintessential. It's, for me, it's such a college town.
It is a New England college town.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was amazing. Smith is a beautiful campus. It opens right into Main Street, right? You can walk off of the campus into downtown. There's so much cool stuff in Northampton itself. It's always been, it's a little bit like Easton. They're similarly sized. It's always been an artist community.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so there are great theaters there of all sizes. We got great music coming through from Boston to New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get beautiful seasons. It's in Western Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a really wonderful place to go to college.
It's a great place to, as you said, you know, get to be independent on your own for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if, since we're also, now we're, you know, coming from a liberal arts background as students, and now we're teaching as professors at a liberal arts school, I wonder if you think about, as we approach the end of the year here, like what, I don't know, do you revisit where you were mentally finishing college, and do you have any advice for people who are about to graduate?
Oh, that's a great question. a little bit. I mean, I do think, you know, in the same way that the end of any semester for students is frantic and overwhelming and full of work, I mean, that's sort of true for professors as well, right? Because we have to grade all of that and are trying to wrap up classes and things like that. So that always, I think, feels a little bit similar.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, I think in terms of advice for students, you know, for me, leaving college was really sad. I had a lot of friends who were still going to be there. You know, I really loved where I went to school, and I was excited about sort of next steps, but I was leaving a lot behind. And I think that's, that can be true anywhere, but I think it's especially true at liberal arts communities. And you know, so I would say I encourage people to enjoy what they're doing next, right? Mm. It'll be a little scary, but sort of dive in. But also make sure not to forget those connections, right? Stay in touch with people. It's so much easier to do now than it ever has before.
It's and go true. Back, it's right? true. You can always go back. It's very true. And I think that those first 5 years or so after graduation are the crucial ones to stay in touch.
Yep.
Because after, if you can kind of weather that and weather all the scattering of your core group, the people who really meant something to you in college and taught you a lot about yourself. After those 5 years, I feel like things just sort of happen. Like you can stay in better touch, but it does take work because people's lives are so random. You never know where people leave the country.
Yep.
It's hard.
And I mean, so for my closest group of friends for the first probably 5 or so years after we graduated, we all got together for New Year's every year where someone lived. And, you know, we were fortunate to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And my partner has a really close group of friends from college that when they were in college, they had a wine Wednesday. So every Wednesday they got together and had a glass of wine and hung out. And they've actually continued that on a blog. So Wednesday,
that's cool.
You know, and her 10-year reunion is coming up. Every Wednesday they blog about their weeks, and so they sort of stay in touch that way, and then they do a trip together, you know, once a year.
That's a great idea to do a blog, because an email feels kind of intense. But if you're just blogging, you're not writing to anyone in particular, just sort of casting out how you're doing. I like that a lot. Yeah. I might steal that idea.
That's a great idea.
So we're going to hear more music now from this mix. I think we're transitioning from Mass to Boston. Okay, cool. So we're not yet in upstate New York.
Right.
Okay, cool. So let's hear some more songs from Mal's mix. This is Remix Tape.
Last night on the Mass Pike, I fell in love with you. This is gonna be harder than I thought. The cost is gonna be higher than I bargained for. The sun sets on another day, but the hurt won't fade away. Getting back up is harder than the fall. My old familiar town, trying to find a place to hide my heart. I was passing time between midnight trains and neon signs, telling my story of how I tore our love apart. Just the other day, I said I just can't cope, so I said, hold on a little longer, it'll be okay. Now I'm fighting back strong, trying to right my wrong. You're moving on, you're moving on. And this is gonna be harder than I thought. The cost is gonna be different love from yours and mine, struggling with the thought of starting over again. I was lost in pain, so much sadness and shame. It's time to look at myself and try to save what's left.
Could drop off tomorrow in an earthquake. Yeah, it's out there on the cutting edge. The people move, the sidewalks shake, and there's another part of the country with the land that gently creaks and thuds, where the heavy snows make faucets leak. in bathrooms with freestanding tubs. They're in houses that are haunted with the kids who lie awake and think about all the generations past who used to use that dripping sink. Sometimes one place wants to slip into the other just to see what it's like to trade its demons for the restless ghost of Mrs. Ogilvy. She used to pick the mint from her front yard to dress the Sunday pork. Sometimes Southern California wants to be Western New York. It wants to have a family business in sheet metal or power tools, and it wants to have a diner where the coffee tastes like diesel fuel, and it wants to find the glory of a town they say has hit the skids, and it wants to have a snow day that will turn its parents into kids, and it's embarrassed, but it's lusting after a SUNY student with mousy brown hair who is taking out the compost, making coffee in long underwear. And Southern California says to save a place, I'll meet you there, and it tried to pack up its Miata. All it could fit was a prayer. Sometimes the sticks are bogus, sometimes the fast lane hits a fork. Sometimes Southern California wants to be Western New York. Tempe, Arizona thinks the Everglades are greener and wetter, and Washington, D.C. thinks that Atlanta integrated better. But I think that Southern California has more pain than we can say, 'cause it wants to travel back in time, but it just can't leave LA. Now I hear they got a theme park planned, designed to make you gasp and say, oh, I bet that crumbling mill town was a booming mill town in its day. And the old investors scoff at this, but the young ones hope they'll take a chance, and they promise it will make more dough than Mickey Mouse in northern France. And the planners got an opening day, the town historian will post, and the waitresses look like waitresses who want to leave for the West Coast. And they'll have buttering on rainy weekends, autumn days that make you feel sad. They'll have 100-year-old plumbing and the family you never had, and a Hudson River cleanup concert and a bundle-bearing stork. And I hear they got a menu planned, it's Trey Western New York. Western New York.
All right, we're back. We're back with this mix that Mal's sharing with us about home. Why do I keep forgetting the word? Homeward?
Hometowns.
Hometowns. It's like a basic word I'm forgetting. Hometowns and transitions. So the many hometowns, I guess, that we all know in our academic traveling. So what did we just hear?
So we just heard, we just went through Boston into upstate New York.
Cool.
So we heard.
It's not so far. Yeah.
Mass Pike. And then we heard, actually, a little bit of an outlier. We heard Harder Than the Fall by Ruthie Foster, who is actually a Waco-based artist, blues artist. But it's a song that I sort of came across when I was in Boston in, you know, this sort of like hard post-grad transition, right?
Yeah.
Different jobs. You're doing things that aren't what you quite expected. Relationships are changing, right? Mm-hmm. It's a hard time.
Yeah.
And so it was nice to have both this sort of like reminder of your roots a little bit, sort of your geographic roots, and also, you know, something that kind of resonated. at the time.
Yeah, she has a beautiful voice,
too. Yeah, she's great.
There's a lot of great voices on this mix, I should say. It's a very relaxing mix. And it's a good, I was telling Mal while you were listening to the songs, and it's a good mix for a cloudy day, too.
It is a good mix for a cloudy day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very appropriate.
Misty. It's a misty day, even. And then we heard after Ruthie Foster.
Dar Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Southern California wants to be Western New York, which, you know, I actually, so Dar performs a lot in Massachusetts and in Western Mass in particular. I think she lived there for a while. Mm. And she's always fun to see live. And I'd heard this song before and was kind of like, oh, that's quirky. But when I moved to Western New York, when I moved to upstate New York, it was like, this is spot on, right?
Yeah.
This is sort of exactly the ethos of Western New York.
And
both the charm, right? Why someone from Southern California might envy that life, but also the, it's a spot on portrayal, right? Everyone kind of wants to get out, but they don't.
Yeah.
So it always kind of makes me smile a little bit when I think about upstate.
What are the things about Western? So by Western New York, this is meant upstate New York.
Yeah. So, I mean, as someone who is not from New York, my interpretation is essentially that you live in the city or you live upstate.
Mm. What about CNY? I spent some time there and they don't like to be called upstate.
Well, and so, I mean, that's sort of close to where I was. But I think most...
Like an hour away about...
Yeah. I think most people would still call that upstate.
Yeah. It's true. But it's weird in Syracuse how much they insist on being central New York. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
And so, I mean, I was in Ithaca, which is only right an hour.
Yeah.
An hour south
but
of it.
So
in the
different.
Finger Lakes.
In the Finger Lakes, which is
like
so
to be
beautiful.
Very specific about.
That's true. I mean, that's like a wine country.
Yeah. But it's all basically upstate New York or Western New York.
Yeah. Yeah. New York is, do you think New York and Texas are kind of similar in that way?
Yes.
Yeah.
So my best friend is from Manhattan, and I told her this once, and I think she was really offended at the time, but I think over time has come to agree. They are very similar. They both have giant egos, right? They think of themselves as very different from everywhere else.
Yeah.
They have a lot of people.
They're big.
Very diverse states. They're very big states.
There's a lot of mass there. Yeah.
They play prominent roles in sort of our respective history, like the country's history.
Yeah.
Crazy
electoral votes.
Yeah. They're the kind of places where when you travel overseas and someone asks where you're from, you still say Texas.
Yeah.
Instead of the U.S. And I think New York is the same way.
Yeah. Do they really? If you go to Germany, you
say
Texas.
I'm from Texas.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. It must be cool to be able to say that.
It is. My other favorite fun fact, and I don't think New York gets this, so this would be one way they're different, is because Texas was its own republic, we can fly our state flag at the same height as the U.S. flag.
Wow.
So
that is cool. Yeah.
Thus the big egos.
So then in California, there's another connection with California because they're the Bear Republic, and I know. Well, but they're not as kind of... You know, frothing for secession, I guess, is Texas.
Yeah. I don't have a great sense of this, but I wonder how, with California, too, I could imagine them having a lot more people sort of coming in and out of the state. Maybe that's not true.
But
in Texas, it's something like 90% of high school students in Texas stay in Texas for college. And a lot of people who move away end up moving back.
Hmm. It has a gravitational pull.
I think it is because it's so big.
Yeah. What I've heard about Austin is it's becoming California. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, there's a lot of traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what I've heard. They did not design that city for the number of cars that they have right now.
No, and they have not really designed any more infrastructure. The highways that are there now are the same ones that were there when my parents lived there in the 70s.
Those were the days.
Yep.
When gas was expensive, well, I guess at a certain point in the 70s, but...
We were in economic recession.
That's right.
And damn it, fewer people lived in Austin.
Yeah, that's true. We had that. Okay, so let us move then to, we're slowly making our way back to Austin. Or not Austin, well, sorry, but Texas.
Yeah, we've got one more sort of upstate New York nostalgia song, and then a sort of like off into the future. I haven't added anything for Easton quite yet, so.
Yeah, well, it takes time. It'll percolate a little bit.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's hear the last couple of songs, and then we'll be back to talk. This is Remix Tape.
Before you go, so I don't have to see this room that we have made our own. Pull the curtains till they close, so the sun we tried to hide from will leave these walls alone. Turn the music way down low. I don't want to hear the echoes of the nights we spent alone. She's in my blood and in my bones. She feels brand new and just like home. And although we may find that these miles are unkind, there are roads left to roam, and we will take our sweet, sweet time. Sticking pins in the map, drinking whiskey, drinking wine. If you stay with me, I'll make it worth your time. Just like a song, with a melody so simple even you could sing along. I know with you is where I belong, and I've been trying hard to find my way since you've been gone. I am the land, you are the sea, and I'd walk a thousand miles to the coast so we could meet. We fit together perfectly. Miles are unkind. There are roads left to roam, and we will take our sweet, sweet time. Sticking pins in the map, drinking whiskey, drinking wine. If you stay with me, I'll make it worth your time.
City. The billboards and bullshit got her down. Seemed like you need a little hill country, a little back roads driving, a little bit of old top down. Then everybody gotta get away sometime. Forget about yourself for a while. Seems to me that all you need is a rat-top car to ride with me. Okay, alright, just might get a little high tonight. Okay, alright, carry on. I
lives up in Nashville. You know his eyes have seen the mile. Hey, Walt, why don't you jump in Jim T's caddy? Come down to Texas and drink with me a while. Forget about yourself for a while. We'll go down to El Arroyo, have some tacos and beer, yeah, let ourselves go. Okay, alright. Just mind trying to get right tonight. I'm okay, I'm alright. Make sure that you've got your trouble. Love will make sure that you work too hard. There ain't nobody that don't get tired. Watch your troubles pile up big in your own backyard. Sometimes you gotta grab your world with your own two hands. Said it's spinning off on a course all your own. Take yourself a big bag for your shoulder. Find yourself some good times. Bring them on back home. Then everybody gotta get away sometime. Forget about yourself for. Got no one to blame but your own damn self. Okay, alright. Heaven only knows what's gonna happen tonight. I'm okay, I'm alright. I'm okay, I'm alright. I'm okay, I'm alright. I'm okay, I'm alright. I'll carry on.
Hi, we're back, Remix Tape. So we just heard the last couple songs from Mal's mix, which has been super mellow and fun. What did we hear to close this out?
So yeah, these last two songs kind of take us out into the ether, I guess. The first of the two was another Hannah and Maggie song called The Land and the Sea, which really is about sort of making home wherever you are. And I put it on there both because I think that is sort of at the end of the day, when you are moving from place to place, you sort of make home with the family you have.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also sort of appropriate transitioning from, you know, Western New York or upstate New York to where we are now, because it was the song my wife and I danced to at our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So we danced to a slower version of it than this. But so it also has that sort of like moment in time.
Yeah, it's acquired all of these, I don't know, it's a song that like makes its way onto all the mix CDs as we were talking
about.
Like it keeps appearing on the mix CDs. Yeah.
And then the last one, again, it has a little bit of this sort of reminding you of your roots, but also of how things change and you sort of live your life and keep going, right? It's Pat Green's Carry On. And Pat Green also is, he's from Waco. We went to the same high school.
Mm.
Is
he your contemporary?
He's a few years older than I am. I was in school with one of his cousins who's a friend of mine. But he was also the, fun fact, acolyte captain at my church.
What is that?
He organized all the good Episcopalian acolytes to, like, carry crosses and things during service.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Acolyte. You don't hear the word used in that way much.
I know, right? So.
That's cool. And here he is carrying on.
Yeah.
Is that related at all or just a coincidence?
I don't know, but he has a lot of references, right? Yeah. So he mentions El Arroyo and the song is a Mexican food restaurant.
Yeah, how's the Mexican food? Let's get down to the serious question now. No, you just had this look like, here? I feel you. But in Waco, how's the Mexican food in Waco?
It's excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Tex-Mex.
Mm-hmm. So what are the, is there a particular dish that's really good in Waco, Mexican food? Or there's like a Waco take?
I don't know that there's like a Waco take on it. I mean, I think Tex-Mex all across Texas is pretty...
It could rhyme with similar. Taco, though, and that's something that a lot of other places in Texas don't have.
That's true. They should. They should do something with that.
I think they should.
No, I mean, tacos, enchiladas.
Mm.
I feel like those are sort of staples.
The
of,
good stuff.
Of Tex-Mex.
Yeah, totally.
There's so many good places there.
You're lucky. You're lucky, growing up in such a place. Food-wise.
Yes. Until you then go out into the world. And while the Northeast has many wonderful things about it, Mexican food is not one of them.
That's true. I've had some okay Mexican food in Brooklyn, I should say, in Bushwick.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I gotta say, same.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the Northwest, but, you know, my dad's Mexican. We knew where to go. There's a big enough Mexican community where I grew up, and so I'm also kind of spoiled.
Yeah. There was, in Northampton, actually, they had one, and it was not Tex-Mex, it was a more authentic Mexican food place, but a sort of small place that actually was excellent.
Mm.
Boston Mexican food was pretty universally awful.
Oh, man.
Upstate New York was even worse.
Yeah, I don't think I've even tried it in those places. Yeah. Some places you don't try.
I gotta say, not so much points for authenticity, but the frozen margaritas at Mesa are top notch.
I've never been there, but I'll check it out. I was just going to do a shout out. Now we're doing Easton shout out at the end of this mix about new homes. But I was just going to do a shout out for this taqueria, which is, I think, in the... I don't know geography of Easton, you guys. It's on Washington Street if you just drive up the hill. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody. But it's called Taqueria La Plaza, and I think it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll add it to our list.
Yeah. Check it out. I think it's cash only, FYI. Okay.
Jeez,
I feel like
places should be.
It's true. I feel, though, that I've somehow co-opted your radio show by going on my favorite hobby horse tacos and Mexican food.
I like that.
And so in a way, it brings us back to your roots, growing up in Texas. You still return, right?
I still,
to visit
all my family is still there.
Okay,
so,
cool.
So, you know, I'm home around the holidays for sure every year, and maybe one other time. It depends, but definitely once a year.
Yeah, I probably need to start going back once a year.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been so good about it lately.
Once a year, too, because
that's true. That's totally true.
So
it's a cool place to visit.
I'm making trips for you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll think of it that way. Send me pictures. I'll live vicariously through your visits.
Will do.
Yeah, you can party with my uncle, who's cooler than me and goes to all the fun shows in Seattle. So we're about at a time. But I want to thank Mallory for coming on with her mix and sharing this music with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
It's been a fun conversation. I don't think I've ever had as long a conversation. It's been recorded for all posterity. I haven't had the pleasure of speaking with you, about just hanging out. So it's been nice to catch up
and
to learn a little bit more about you. And now we totally should. Let's go. I'm taking all my friends these days. I'm like the promoter of Taqueria La Plaza, definitely. And I don't think they know who I am. I should try to capitalize or something. Okay, cool. So next week we have a mix. It's going to be about ends. So I'm going to do a mix about the final song on albums, which I'm calling a heel, if an album is a piece of bread or like a loaf of bread. I don't know if that makes any sense to you guys. And then after that, We are going to have a show about dedicated to favorite music of the year with special guest DJ joining me. So thanks again, Mallory, for coming on. And we will see you next week. This is Your Mixtape. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Peace.